says next time Kli by Sherwitz, next time Kli by Mace. So I learned out one from the other. Just like by Mace, it's Metame Mikol Kli Maisa, Holadin Sherwitz is Metame Kol Kli Maisa. Shrashi Kli Kli Bishrotsim Siv Kol Kli Ashayat Melocha. Megufa de Kro de Shrotsim Le Motzi Yalef Tashayat Melocha Lav Kli Tatlet Lav Kli Tashit Mashma. What's the next part of the Brisa? Brisa said, Moistiv sak ala begid. A sack has a bigger chiddush than a begid does. Shematama mishumor. That's matama of a din orig. Fredi Gemara oto begid lav origu. What do you mean a sack? A sack has a bigger din than a begid. A begid is also a woven piece of material. So what do you mean sack has a bigger chiddush? That's matama mishum orig, a woven piece of material. Avada begid is also woven. Rashi sack who also minoitza shalitim. A stam sack is made out of the hair of goats. Goats here. Shafa pi sheinorug. Even though it's not really woven, elo kalua. Suddenly has kli. It's like braided. Cotton oisa minoitza shalitim. You make a little braid that you made from the hair of the goats. Litlis by bote nefesh tzava bitoy. That you hang it like a bracelet around the neck of your daughter. Is Tomei, the Chiddush is this this bracelet, this necklace is Makabel Tumah. Shedarka Bekach, this is the Derech. V'tach Shetuv, V'ochikom, this is the Pshaf in the Posse. Shetomei Mishumorig V'yafal Pi Sheinorig. The Chiddush of a sack, that means the hair of goats, has a Chiddush sometimes, even though you did not really weave it, it's not really woven, but since that's the Derech to make a, like a necklace out of this hair of the goats, that's also called like a beggar that's makabotum. That's Psham the Gemara. Hochid comes at the Gemara. Moisev sak ala begit. Sak has a bigger chiddush than begit. Rafa pi shein orig. Even though it's not really woven, the pieces, the hairs of the goat, is not woven together, still it's tummy. For the Gemara, lamai chazit. But what is it used for? What kind of necklace do you make out of goats here? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shekein oni koleya sholosh nimin v'toylo. Yeah, a poor person, how does he make a necklace for his daughter? He takes the hair of goat's skin, of goat hair, and he braids it together, and he makes a necklace out of it. So the chiddush is that this braiding is also has a tummy as if it was woven together. Trashi koleya gimelim and gimel chutin shel matva shel neitzah shlitzim tzvui. You take a colorful three hairs and you wove it and you braid it together. But leib etzav bitzrashu kliyosai. Here the chiddush is this braiding zui arigosa. That's considered as if you are wove it. Meyakeshu tovi. Since it was spun, kedi armin and gabi tichi chilosai breish pirkun. We had before the korali orig is considered woven. The Gemara says the chiddush here is that sack, even though it's not woven, mamish. It's not mamish woven together. No, the chiddush is from sack that even though you only have the hair of the goats which was spun, but the chiddush is though even though it's not mamish woven, but since it's koleya, since it's braided together, and this is a derech to make necklaces that way. So when the hair is spun and braided together, that's also a type of an ariga to mekabel tumah. So there's a chiddush that tzak has a bigger din than begid. Begid is only mekabel tumah if you mamish take the material and weave it together. But by sack, even though it's not mamish woven, it's just braided together, that's the chiddush that's also considered a begid to mekabel tumah. So the Gemara Tana Rabbonim, sack. The pasuk says sack is makabel tumah. Ein li yela sack. I only know mama sack is makabel tumah. That is the hair of goats. Drash yela sack. For also lilvayish royim. It's also meant that the pastures, the shepherds use it. That's what it's made for. So therefore, it's called a begid. How do I know minayin le rabbi says hakilkeli? How do I know kilkelis Rashi masor shasus? How do I know the blanket you put over a horse? Reels fiesta chavak. It's Rashi vukif. That's the type of the part, the bottom part of the saddle. For oisim oisim minutz shlizim, you make it out of hair of goats. Tovi the orig. It's taka tovi, taka spun, and it's also orig together. How do we know this is also makabel tumah? It may be only a sock means as a beged that the royim, a person, a man wears. How do we know even the begodim he used for a sus is also makabel tumah? Talmud loyim oisak. The pasuk says oisak. So even the begodim you make for a sus is also makabel tumah. Anything you make from goat's ear, even rope, pashut rope, maybe that's also makabel tumah. Trash yochashani marbre achavolam v'yamashichos. Shoysin limdar, you use rope to measure things with. For koleim in hanoisa, how do you make this rope? You braid with the hair of the goats. K'moisha nitlash v'enoi tovi. Here the chesaron is, though it was not spun together. It's not doimut what we make before the necklace for the daughters liel. To osam tovi over there, at least it was spun. For zuhi arigosai, before the chiddush was the sack, since it's spun and you braid it, that's considered like an ariga, like it was woven together. But here, when you make string and rope, you do not first spin it. There's no tovi. It's just on braiding the hairs together. That's the chiddush. That's not called orig. But this is the more. I would think even this also is good. Talmud leima sak. No, the pasuk says dafka sak. Ma sak tovi v'yorig. Ma sak has a mile of a koponim. It was spun together first. And then you made an arigo or else a clear braiding. Afko tovi v'yorig. It has to at least be spun together. Mashenkin here, the strings, or ropes, are not spun. It's just braided together the hair of the izim. That's not mekabel tumah. That's not called the beged. It's not doimut the sak. So tomorrow now, harei yoyne v'meis says atkam. We're talking about by tumah sheretz. And if the sheretz touches the beged becomes tumah. Who adin the sheretz touches a sak, it's also mekabel tumah. And even the chiddush was, even though a sack mamish wasn't woven, but a beer was spun the hair together and then braided, that's also enough to makabel tumah. The Gemara now harei yoyne v'meis. It says now by tumas meis, the chol kli or any type of a kli made out of skin, the chol mais isim, and anything you make out of goat's hair is makabel tumah. Tischato, you have to be metairit. If a meis touched it, it's makabel tumah. You have to be metairit. Is the rabbis ha kilkoli v'yesachavak? It's marabra that even the blanket you put over the sus, the horse, or else you put under the saddle, that's also makabel tumah. Yochalai would think shani marabra yesachavolum yesamashichos. Maybe a kol ponah by tumas meis. Since the pasuk says kol, I would think even rope and cord that's not spun together first, just braided the hair. Maybe that's enough of a clue to makabel tumas meis. So Rashi hurl the ksiv koil. The pasuk says koil. The more nava dinu. Really in svar that should be like that. Val tim maybe sheretz a ter was matame a sheretz kid matame kelim. But tim maybe meis a ter gave a parsha meis. If a meis touches kelim, it's also matamuri. Ma kishet tim maybe sheretz. Just like what a ter said, the sheretz matame begodim. Loi tim ele tovi v'yorig. It's only matame begodim. That with the hair of the izim was first spun and then woven. Af kishtim b'meis hu adin. When the Torah gave a parsha that a b'meis touches begodim, it's matama the begodim. I tell you also loytim elatavi v'yorig. Only if the begodim was first spun together and then woven. Mashen kein ropes and cord that are not spun together should not be makabel tumah even from a meis. Elatavi v'yorig. Heinim fret Gemara name, but in Svarim maybe not like that. Heinim heikel but Tomei Sheretz. If a Torah was makel by Tomei Sheretz, that a Sheretz, if it touches rope, it's not metamarit. I'll tell you, she kal lala, because it itself is a cool dikadin. Sheretz is only metama for one day. Nekel but Tomei Meis. Who adin you want to be makel by Tomei Meis? She chamura. A mace is a more chomadik tumah. If a mace touches something, it's tumah for 7 days. So since it's a more chomadik tumah, maybe by mace, if it touches rope, the rope is yemakabu tumah. Trashi v'dinu shloi narbe. That's what Satsof means. A svara, we should not be marba. For leitzara krolam would only the pasuk for it. And then the Gemara says, no. Hein t'miyahu v'chidvar m'chayinu. That's what you're saying in svara, not in marba. Is that true? If I can't, in svara, I'd say, I don't learn out mace from sheretz. Sheretz is a more kal digadin. It's only tummy one day. So tomorrow, Talmud Leimah, therefore, I need a posik, it says, Begit v'yor, Begit v'yor l'gzeir shava. I have a Begit v'yor for gzeir shava to learn out Hilchas Meis from Tumah Sheretz. Nema Begit v'yor b'sheret. It says the words Begit v'yor by the pasher b'sheret, that if a sheret touches begodim, it's metamrit. And it says in the parasha of Meis also the word Begid V'yor. My Begid V'yor Rama B'sheretz. Just like the word Begid V'yor that says in the parasha of Sheretz. Loiti Melotov V'yor V'gitzoni Metamo material that was first spun together and then woven or at least braided. Ma'ashen Kein ropes and cord that is not spun together is not Metamem. Tamakal B'tumo is Av Begid V'yor Rama B'meis. The same thing when the Torah in the parasha of Meis says the word Begid V'yor, I'll tell you, Loitima Elo Tovi V'yor. Torah was only Mektameh if a mace touches a Begid that was first spun and then woven. Lafuke cord and rope, which was not spun together, is not Mektameh for mace. Tomorrow, my Begid V'yor, Homo B'mace. Just like the Begid, now we'll learn out the other way around. Just like the Begid V'yor that it says in the Pasha of Mace. Tima Kol Mais Izim, it's Mektameh all type of Izim goats. Av Begid V'or Roma B'Sheretz, the same thing when Torah says Begid V'or by Parsha Sheretz, Tima Kol Mais Izim. It's Matame any type of material you make from the Izim. Morein Liela Dover Havom in Izim. Still, maybe only something that comes out of goats. Goats here, material you make from goats. Minayin the rabbi is dov rabbo mizon vasus. How do I know if you're making material out of the hair from a horse? Or else the mizon vapora from the tail of a cow? How do I know that material is also makabotuma? Talmud loyma oisak. Pasuk says oisak. Oisak is a ribui labdavka from material made out of goat. Who are the material made out of a horse or a cow? For the more of a fictile kukule vechavak. But when needed the word oisak atom yechidish, that's makabel tuma, the saddle or the cover over a horse. So the more by shorts, so the more hani mili mak mekane the late gzeirah shava. That's only before we have the gzeirah shava of sheretz to meis. Now the hastel the yasti gzeirah shava. Now that we have the gzeirah shava from meis to sheretz and sheretz to meis, of a zayisile, it's left over the word oisak. So Isaac now tells me lav dafka material made from ezim from goats. Who are the material made from cows or from horses? The only yellow the sheretz. Maybe this Isaac now is only a ribui by sheretz. That if a sheretz touches a begodim made from a horse or from a cow, it's makabel tuma. Namely, yellow sheretz, the tumah mace menayin. How do we know if a mace touches a begad made out of a horse skin or a horse hair? Or a cow here, how do we know it's makabel tuma? The more of a dinu, they are known svarim. Tima b'meis, Thursday, the parsha of Tumah b'meis, the tima b'sheretz. Ma, kisha tima b'sheretz. Just like when the Torah said it's a tuma, a sheretz touches begodim, also dovra bo mizon basus. Any type of material that comes from the tail of a horse, umizon b'apor, from the tail of a cow, k'mais izim, it has the same halacha, it comes from izim, from goats. Is Av Kishatim B'Meis, the same thing when the Torah gave a parasha of Tomei Begodim. By Meis, I'll tell you, Osa Dover, Habo Mizon Avasus, even though the Torah only says the Ferish Meis Izim, things coming out of goats. But I'll tell you, no, learn out Meis from Sheretz, that is Lav Davk, it has to be from goats, who are then material made from horse or made from a cow. Mizon Avapora, K'Meis Izim Hain, Abizoi. So I'll learn out mace from sheretz. So tomorrow name im hirba betumas eret. If the Torah was ma betuma by sheretz, is only tummy for one day. Shimruba is a grashamin shakol hamagoyis tumas eret. Hain bein the sheretz and the velo shichvazera maga zava maga tummy mace. When there are a lot of type of magoyis that make a tuma of one day. So maybe the Torah was only machmir by tumas erev or something that's metamiyu for one day, because you have a lot of cases in the Torah like that. Mashenke narbe betumas shiva. You want to be marble. Who are them when a mace touches a beggar made out of horse or made out of a cow here? Cow tail. She'd mu'etis. It's only a small amount. You don't have that much tumma. It's matamis 7 days. Only a mace has that chiddush. Maybe a mace doesn't have this chiddush to matama begodim from cows and from horses. Talmud loyme begid v'yor. That's why we need xera shava begid v'yor. Begid v'yor xera shava. Nema begid v'yor b'sheretz. It says begid v'yor by sheretz. V'nema begid v'yor b'mace. And it says begid v'yor also in the parasha of mace. V'zeh have a limit of xera shava. Ma begid v'yor home of sheretz. Just when the Torah says begid v'yor by sheretz. Osa dover habo mizon of asus. O mizon of haporo kemais izim. Material made from a horse or made from a cow is also makabel tumum. Is that begid v'yohama b'meis? The same thing when the Torah says begid or b'meis or sedover habo mizon of asus. It makes material made from the tail of a horse or mizon of a poro, the tail of a cow. K'maisa izim. That's the same halacha like k'maisa izim. This gezeirah shav is extra on both times. This beged vor was extra both cases. Dilav mufna, it's not extra. Equal mufnah. I can still get the pirch on this gezeirah shav. Mal sheretz shekain metama bechadosha. I'll tell you, sheretz has another chumra to it. That no matter how small the sheretz is, even the size of a lentil, still a smetama. Mashen came by mace. We know you have to have at least the gezeirah of a mace. So since a mace has to have a shear, maybe I can't learn out the chumra of sheretz, that it's a metame, even material made from horse and cow, to mace. Since mace, tumas mace, dafkan easily kazais, it doesn't have this chumra to metame, even bechadosha, so I can't learn out the mace from sheretz. But since it's a mufna, it's an extra, the word oy begid is extra, so since it's extra, the Torah puts it here to tell us, even though there's a purchan xavier shava, still I learn out one from the other. So the Gemara liyeth nu yemus, it's like the true, it's extra. Michti, sheretz ish kishta shich vazera. Sheretz, the Torah says it right near the tumah of shich vazera. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, ish ha-shatetim emenu shich vazera. A man that comes out of him shich vazera. The Somach liyeth, but the Pasuk says, ish ha-shayiga b'chol sheretz. The person touches any sheretz. Uksiv baby shich vazera. The Torah says, by the tumah of shich vazera is also navatumah. If it touches kelim, it's matama the kelim. The pasuk says v'chol beged v'chol or ashiyya olo shich v'zera. On any beged the shich v'zera goes is beged v'or the kosher rachmona b'sheres lomli. But since the pasuk says by shich v'zera that if it touches any beged v'or it's matama, why does the Torah have to chazer over again by sheres also and say the word beged v'or? Since the two parshas are one next to another, let's learn out. Sheretz is metama beged v'yor because it's next to the pasha of shich v'zera. So when the Torah said by shich v'zera beged v'yor, it should have been enough. Why does the Torah repeat itself again by the pasha of sheretz and say again beged v'or? The Lamai is an extra beged v'or to make this gzera shava to learn out that just like by shrotzim, even though the material is made out of a horse tail and a cow tail is mekabel tumo, who are din by mace also is mekabel tumo from a mace. Shemamin is more lafnuye. That's extra. This beged v'yor is extra. So tomorrow vakati mufti mitzadechu. It's only extra from one side. Honichla mandiyom mufti mitzadechu. The meidim ve'meshivim. One sheet of his vayti kines any kashes any pirchas any zeir shavu. Elo mandiyom ala meidim ve'meshiv. No, it's only extra from one side. We yes kashes ma'ik lemeimor. Here you can yes a kasha sheretz is mochama because it's matama bechadosha. So the Gemara Naikla Meima, the Mace Namiach Nuya Mufna Enoch Nami, it's Mufna on both sides, even by Mace. Michti, Mace is also Ishkuz Shich Vazera. The Yechsiva Nageya Bechol Tomei Nefesh or Yisa Shatetsu Menach Shich Vazera. Or Yechsiv Bechich Vazera Bechol Bega Bechol Or. Or Bezoi Begit Vod, the Kosra Rachamona by Mace Lomali. What a Torah Tachazra of Nochamo by Mace also Begit Vior. Shemamina Lach Nuya, it's a Rai, it's extra. In other words, the Torah Shich Vazera next to Sheretz and next to Mace. You're holding on the Samech Dalit Omer Aleph. The last Gemara we have in the middle of the Shiloh was we were learning out that Tomei Meis could also be Metama Beged
that's lav dafka made out of ezim, goat hair, but made out of hair from the tail of a horse or the tail of a torah. How do we know it from? We have gzeirah shava. The Gemara came out, both sides of gzeirah shava have to be empty, afnuyi. Because if not, we could ask the kasha, maybe only by sheretz has this chumrah, because sheretz has a chumrah, it's metam even b'chadosha. Even a small insect is metam b'mashayin. Came by meis, you have to have at least a gezayis. So Gemara said, yes, both of them are mufnim. Last Gemara was michti. Sheretz is kish tashich v'zera. Sheretz... Michti. Meis is kish tashich v'zera. Meis is hukash to shich v'zera. The pasuk says, "V'nagei b'chotomei nefesh, v'yish hashatet v'men shich v'zera." So it says, "V'shich v'zera." Also, tumas me'ilksir b'shich v'zera v'chol beged v'chol or. It says, "V'shich v'zera beged v'or," and it says the pash of tomei meis next to the pash of shich v'zera. V'bezoi or beged v'or the kosh v'achamana b'meis lomeli. What do I have to say a second time by meis beged v'or for? Lomli, what does that have to say it for? Yishramina laf nuyin. Tell me that it's extra. Kom to say zay by meis, it's extra. The word begid v'yor, and the word in by sheretz, it's extra the word begid v'yor. Therefore, I have this zera shofa that's mufnut from both dodim, so I learn now, just like by sheretz, the Torah says a begid tamei, even made out of horse hair, or made out of a cow's tail, who are din by meis, if a meis touches a begid made out of a horse tail, or a cow's tail, is also makabatum. So the Moravai, the Pesuk says, V'nikra v'eskorban Hashem, Isha Shemotza Kli Zohov. This by after the Muhammad with Midyan, they brought a korban for a kapor. What did they bring for the korban? They brought a Kli Kesef, they brought the jewelry. Atzado, V'tzomid, Tabas, Ogiv, Kumas. Different type of jewelry they brought and gave to Moshe to bring for a korban for a kapor. Omer, Ablozo, Ogo, what does Ogo mean? Zed the Fush Sododim. That's a defus. Vaistoy Zadrashi Shemanachas Boy. It was a piece of jewelry that they made like a bra to put around the, put by the dodim, the breast. So they brought this piece of jewelry to Moshe. That's the Fus Shel Dodim. Kumat, what does Kumas mean? Zed the Fus Shel Beserechim. They used to put Vaita by the Mokum Erva, the Ishtuyust used to wear a piece of jewelry there. So that piece of jewelry also they brought to Moshe. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Ihochi, Abizoy, Hainodim Targumin, Minon, this is the Pshat from the Targumin, this Postik Mochuch. That what laughing? That means dovra mevul de gichuch. These things like inyan of znus, of the dod and the breast and the mokam erva, these things bring the day gichuch of laughing. Omale rabba, migufu de krosh vamina, from the gufa posik also I know these types of jewelry means by the mokam erva. But it says kumas, what's the pshat in the word? Kumas, kan mokam zima. Here is a mokam zima. Trashi gichuch leitzonis. Moshe got angry at the heads of the Muhammad, people of the Muhammad. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua. Omer lehen Moshe Yisrael. Moshe asked the Klal Yisrael. Shema chazatim lekukulachem. It's how come you bring in a kapor now you want to bring korban? Mashma, you did a chetna, you did znus again. When you're having the Muhammad, will you chayze to the avera of znus? Harishon lekukulachem. Harishon. Or Mulloy, he answered back, Loi, Nifkadimenu Ish. No, not one of us was killed. It's Rashi, Loi Nechsa Midis Yudis. Now, one of us did Znus, we didn't do the Aveira. Omalahem, Imkeim Kaporo, Loi, how come you want to bring a Korban now? What do you want to bring a Kaporo? To have a Kaporo for? Or Mulloy, they answered back to Moshe, Imidei Aveira Yitzonu, even though we were clean from doing a Chet Mamish, of Imidei Hiru Lo Yitzonu, we were not Yitzah from Hiru Aveira. When Melov and Nikra was Korban Hashem, they want to bring the Korban to Hashem because that hero, as they were Maharu, they saw the pretty ladies by the Muhammad, and they were Maharu in them. Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, Mifnei Mahutzuchu Yisrael Shabbos Tadol Kaporah, how come the Eden then needed the Kaporah? Mifnei, because what chet did they do when they went to have the Muhammad with Midian? Shezonu and